some interesting stories here. Kind of some of them are trending and just kind of cool to talk about. Let's start out with this. The defending champion Pittsburgh Penguins crushed the Nashville Predators last night, 6-0 in Game 5 of the Stanley Cup Final to take a 3-2 lead. So, I don't know. I was kind of rooting for Nashville because I hate Sidney Crosby. I'm a big hockey fan. I love hockey, and I hate him. I think he's kind of a tool. The series is going back to Nashville for Game 6 on Sunday night, so we'll see what happens.
6 points is an ass-whooping in hockey.
In hockey, right? Yeah. That might as well be 100-0 in basketball. That's a lot. Speaking of a lot, we got to get on to this. The Powerball prize is now the 10th largest after months without a winner. Did you see this yesterday?
No.
The Powerball jackpot is now the 10th largest ever after more than 2 months without a winner. Saturday's jackpot has now grown to $435 million, and you got a good chance of winning. The jackpot is about 1 in 292.2 million.
I love that everybody plays it when it gets to like 100 million, 200 million, but when it's like 10 million, like as if people are like, you know, I don't want that little tiny amount.
I'm guilty of being that person. Like, I don't know why, but I'm like, 10 million. Like, what am I going to do with that?
What's the point?
I don't know. What would you do? Like, let's say you did play the Powerball this weekend and you win yourself that, you know, $435 million. You get, like, what, $2 million after taxes and all that crap?
That's it.
Well, I mean, I'm just saying they do take a lot of it. I hate when they take all your money. What would you do? Would you keep on working in life or would you just, like, dude, I'm out. I'm going to do something different? Like, you're not going to hurt my feelings if you say, like, dude, I'm leaving the show.
Oh, would I continue on the Joe and Alex show with $400 million in my pocket?
I would assume you'd stay here, but maybe you'd leave.
Oh, yeah, you know.
Dude, I would just buy me some property, like maybe like 10, 20 acres of land. I'd have like a, if there's not a lake already on it, I'd have like a lake built or like a pond. And I think I just would fish every day. I would drink all day. I'd probably die young from like liver failure, but I would just drink, relax, and hang out with friends like in the woods and like fish.
So when you get money, when you just get a lot of money, do people just give up on their goals, like their whole aspirations? You have all this money and you just walk away from, you know, your broadcast career or whatever you're pursuing.
I don't know. Maybe I'd stay in radio, but I'd be so rich that I'd pay other morning show people to like change their names.
To what? Everything is the Joe Show.
Yeah, it would
right?
be. Like, oh, I'm Joe Jr. Like, or some crap like that.
You'll buy the Alex half, right?
The Joe Show.
The Joe and Joe Show.
Oh my gosh. Could you imagine Alex with $200 million? That'd be dangerous. This, I'm excited for when they come out with the second part of the series, 13 Reasons Why, but this is some things people have been complaining about, that they're saying it's causing kids to be more suicidal, and it looks like it happened with an adult man. A 23-year-old man killed himself and left audio tapes behind for his loved ones in the style of that Netflix controversial suicide series, 13 Reasons Why. Franco Mirando jumped from the window of his apartment in Peru, leaving two suicide notes behind. One was addressed to the woman who rejected his romantic advances, and the other one included instructions for his family explaining where they could find the tapes.
Really?
For real. It's not clear whether the man had ever watched the show on Netflix or not.
Now, does it state that he left like cassette tapes like Hannah Baker did?
It says that he left tapes. So I assume, yeah, I would assume it says it would be cassette tapes. He says that he left one, two, he left, well, actually, no, it says he left notes. So maybe they're saying where they can find the tapes. So you're right.
Tapes,
he,
yeah.
He did it just like that, which it's hard to find a tape nowadays.
Yeah, maybe in Peru they got a bunch of tapes everywhere,
maybe,
right?
That's like the hot thing. Instead of a CD, you got the tapes right there. So that's an example, I guess, of somebody doing that. What's one thing that you and Alex always ask me to do? And I feel like you guys probably think I'm a jerk or I don't like you, but you guys ask me at least once a week, or at least you used to do this after the show.
To go get lunch.
All the time. You guys are like, dude, come on, let's grab something. Well,
yeah.
Here's a reason why I don't. I usually say no, even though I want to.
You're cheap.
Well, yeah, very cheap. But listen to
what broke.
This is gonna. I'm not. Well, I don't know. I got a wife. But here's why I don't do it, and I think this might change your perspective too, or anybody else listening right now.
Uh-huh.
Eating out for lunch could cost you nearly $90,000 over your lifetime, almost $100,000.
I'm okay with that.
What?
Yeah, I'm okay with
that. Oh my God. Think of what you could do. You could have a house, right? You're eating a house.
A $90,000 house?
That's not bad. I would take a $90,000 house. I mean, it's not like a huge mansion, but it's pretty dope.
Okay, I'm just going to give up lunch my whole life and hopes to earn a tiny little shack.
No, you could listen to this. A survey found the average American forks over $11.14 at least twice a week for lunch. So that's not even every day. That's just a couple of times. I guarantee it's more for you and Alex.
Oh, I guarantee it's more. Yeah, that's like one sitting. That's Think more about than that. One
if,
sitting.
If,
yeah.
if you didn't Uber and you didn't eat out all the time, you'd be a millionaire. But if they skipped that meal and redirected the $1,043 spent each year into an investment account, earning just 6%,
yeah,
which is decent, they'd have an estimated savings of about $88,500 30 years later.
I just don't feel like it's worth it. Think of all the lunches. 30 years of lunches?
Dude, that's a lot of money.
That's a lot of lunches.
Joe and Alex show, would you rather just eat lunch or would you actually want to invest in that one?
You think you want Alex to give up nuggets?
No, McDonald's.
$90,000
if Alex didn't do nuggets anymore, McDonald's would cease to exist. Like they would, like Burger King or Wendy's would take over. McDonald's would not be in business if Alex did not eat all of their nuggets. And a final one right here, kind of summertime reminder. I know everybody's going to their pool doing their thing. And actually, I'm hanging out with my little brother, Michael, today. We're going to do like a little swimming today for a couple hours this afternoon. Looking forward to that, except until I read this. Kind of a pool survey here. 1 in 5 adults pee in the pool and other statistics. A recent study found 25% of adults have gone swimming in a public pool within 1 hour of having diarrhea.
No.
Gross. If you got diarrhea, you don't go in the pool.
Ugh.
You don't do that. While 20% admitted that they have peed in a pool. Oh, I've done that before, but I always feel like the chlorine would kill that. I don't feel as bad about pee, you know, as compared to like doo-doo.
That's either one is just gross. Why would you like let it loose in the middle of a pool where everybody's trying to have fun? You're going to let loose and just have that guilty smile on your face.
The study also found 52% of adults seldom or never shower before using a pool. I usually don't, but I need to start doing that more at the Y. I feel weird. I don't know. Coming in all glistening and wet, but I guess it gets all your funk and germs off there. They also found the average swimmer has about 10 grams of fecal matter on their body at any time.
10 grams?
10 grams of fecal matter.
Where is all this fecal matter at?
Well, I think it's because like you don't shower and get the doo-doo off of your butt, then it comes out of your swim trunks when you're swimming.
So if you were to scrape it off and weigh it, it would weigh 10 grams?
I don't know. I don't know who's wearing it out, weighing it out. But so to avoid getting sick, health officials urge people to wash themselves before going swimming, don't pee in a pool, and do not drink the pool water. So just a couple of trending interesting stories for you this morning here on the Joe and Alex Show.